you ooze.
I feel like a duck-billed platypus.
Ow!
Dude, check out the knots.
It's the Leaning Tower of Cheesa.
Let's go, Tybalt! Great adventures await!
Welcome back, everybody, to Dystopian Dance Party's Year of the Weasel. My name is Zach.
I'm Callie.
And if, for those of you who are just joining us for some reason in the middle of all of this, we are watching Pauly Shore movies, television shows, sometimes his podcast. We're just fully immersing ourselves in Pauly Shore for a year or until we literally cannot take it anymore. which we've already made it to Biodome. So I feel like
we made it past Biodome. We have watched Biodome. So
yeah, I feel like if that didn't break us, we've already done better than most of America in tolerating Pauly Shore. So I feel pretty good about our chances of getting through the rest of it. But today we're not talking about Biodome. We're talking about, honestly, not much. We like to do these mini-sodes to kind of space things out. I don't have all that much to check in about. One thing I will say, I don't like talking about views and hits and likes and stuff because it makes it seem like I care. But our views on YouTube have really tanked, and I think it's remarkable enough to comment on. Personally, my theory, and this is going to make me sound even crazier, I think we were shadow banned for our goofy movie video. I think the Walt Disney Corporation does not want us to tell the truth about Goofy and his weird penis that may or may not exist. And all I'm saying is, after Goofy movie came out, we were getting not a ton of views, but sometimes we'd crack 100. They were like high double digits, and now it's like Jury Duty has like 15 views. I'm just saying, it seems to me that when we started telling the truth about Goofy, all of a sudden the viewership dried up. So,
which is crazy because I did see Pauly Shore actually brought attention to the fact that it seems like there's a lot of content recently about a Goofy movie that he's been noticing. I'm like, well, we did that too, but we haven't been specifically called out.
Right.
We haven't gotten credit for having a whole episode about a Goofy movie.
I know. But that's the curse of genius. We're misunderstood and underrated in our own time. You know, it's like this podcast is like the Velvet Underground. Not many people listen to it. But everyone who does is going to start their own podcast about Pauly Shore. And that's a little bit what we're talking about today, because, one of my one topic that I have for the mini-sode today is we often joke that, much like Wild Stallions, we know all of our listeners by name. And I have one to add. Shout out to Lee Christian, who I know from the Prince verse. My friend D'Angela Duff does a weekly book club for the Prince Studio Sessions books called What Did Prince Do This Week? And every Saturday at noon, she and Michael Dean from the Prince podcast and sometimes another academic named C. Lee McGinnis get together and read through 1 week of Dwayne Tudall's Purple Rain Studio Sessions book. And when that's done, they're going to go into the Sign of the Times one. So, so she's been doing that.
How can we do this with Pauly Shore? How can we do, what did Pauly do this week?
I know. That would make the mini-sode so much easier to like come up with ideas for. So anyway, there's like a small crew of people who tune into that every week, or I honestly don't even tune in every week. I usually catch up later, but Lee is usually there. He's from the UK, you know, so he and I kind of like, we started chatting during that, and then followed each other on Instagram, and he started listening to Year of the Weasel. So this is from 3 weeks ago. So this is pretty fresh development here. So he said 3 weeks ago on our very first episode, joining late to learn at least as much as revisit. Not sure how it will go. So I love the very clear trepidation in engaging with this project, which I think everyone, including us, shared at the outset. I think pretty much everybody contemplating the idea of a year-long deep dive into Pauly Shore is like, I don't know if I want to do this. So
not only that, but like it's persisted throughout the entire project, because every time it's like we record these so that we pretty much just record one session for two episodes of minisode, and or like one or two minisodes a night. And then the longer episode about the film or whatever.
Right.
And so it's all in one session. So it's like we're kind of recording a month apart each time. And so we'll have like a couple weeks of respite from Pauly Shore. And
then
Zach will just get a text. It'll be like, well, when do you want to watch Biodome?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It really is like... Now.
We're kind of in a constant state of trepidation, and that's basically how we've existed since the beginning of Year of the Week. I mean, we both have like clinical anxiety, so it's kind of how we exist, just full stop. But this is like specifically Pauly Shore related anxiety. What's been great about kind of following along with Lee's journey is that he's also getting the other side of it, which is getting slowly weasel-pilled. And that's something that definitely I've experienced. Some of my other friends, our friends Katie and Ryan, I know they listen to, are like real-life friends. And a couple months ago, Ryan shared a screenshot from Netflix of like a documentary about swimmers. It's called something Shore in the title. And also the guy on the cover of the video looks a little bit like Pauly Shore.
Oh, is it the other Shore? The Diana
The other
Nyad
Shore.
Story?
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah. Oh, is this the woman who I think...
Oh, it's a woman?
I think so.
That's how thoroughly weasel-pilled
I
am.
Yeah, I think they... I think this is the woman who she like swam across the ocean or something.
Okay.
I remember this being on Oprah.
Okay.
It is what I think it is, but I refuse to do anything but scroll down Google and see. Like,
right.
I can't read it in the first sentence, I don't need to know the answer.
Well, the point is, like, I will often be in a situation where I see a glimpse of someone and it like has the gestalt of Pauly Shore. Apparently, regardless
of gender.
So
that happened with me too. There's a billboard. This is really stupid. There's a billboard. You know how Neil Patrick Harris is doing those ads for some casino?
Oh,
I don't know if you have those over there. They are really pushing casinos in Michigan, so I don't know if that's
the
case everywhere.
I mean, they're doing like a lot of sports. I think sports betting might have just gotten legal in Maryland too, because every fucking commercial is about sports betting.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, call this number if you have a gambling problem. And it's like, gee, I wonder why people might have gambling problems.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, there's, to go along with those ads, there's a billboard with Neil Patrick Harris. And like the first time I drove past it, cause we were driving on Woodward into Detroit, I saw it and I just like, it doesn't even particularly look like Pauly Shore. So I don't know why my brain did this, but I was like, is that Pauly Shore? like current Pauly Shore, where he's older and he has shorter hair, because Neil Patrick Harris has, and part of it is that I can't see anything. I need new glasses and my vision is very poor. So that's part of it. Then the other part of it is that my brain just, if given a puzzle to solve, like if I can't see what it is, it just fills it in with Pauly Shore.
Yeah. So it's been fun to like hear from Lee over the last couple of weeks, and he's gone hard. He watched In the Army Now. He watched Son-in-Law, Encino Man, or as they call it in the UK, California Man. And and so one of the things that I wanted to do, I wanted to bring in some of the insights that he shared with me. like, here's a fun thing. He messaged me on Instagram and was like, did you notice that the costume designer for Encino Man was Marie France, who was also the one of the costume designers for Purple Rain?
What?
And I did not
That's
know.
That's amazing and also makes sense. Because remember, we were talking about how Stoney's outfit was very, like, new romantic. Like, he would be one of the extras in First Avenue.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He could totally be. So that completely passed me by. And then I think he's actually watched more season one Totally Polly than either of us. Well, he's doing it, I think, more systematically than either of us, because he said some funny episodes in season one of Totally Polly shopping for an MTV Awards outfit. And he starts doing the jerk out and acting like Morris Day from The Time. So, of course, we did our whole thing about the Paisley Park episode. Of course, anytime Pauly Shore and Prince intersect, I guess I've made that one of my niches, right? Because that's one of the things I'm bringing
Which happens frequently.
It happens pretty often.
A lot.
Pauly seemed to be a little bit of a Prince fan because honestly, the context of this Totally Pauly video, it's the first season one. So it's the 1990 MTV Music Awards, I think. So I guess that's the VMAs. Every episode, he's doing a different thing to get ready. So in the first one, he gets his nails done. And that's why, Callie, when I sent you the video, you said that he has the long pink nail.
That was how it opened. I didn't have time to watch the entire thing until later. But I opened it up, and the first thing he does is just go like this. And then he just has one press-on nail on his pinky.
So, yeah, in the first episode, he gets his nails done. The second episode, I skipped most of that one because I was trying specifically to get to the one with the Morris Day reference. But anyway, the third one, he goes and is buying a suit. This is back when Totally Pauly played music videos. I think they must have, for once, not played Other Side by Aerosmith and played Jerk Out by The Time, because he came out and is like singing Jerk Out, and then he does a little Morris Day impression.
Oh, Jerk Out. Do the Jerk Out with me, bud. Do like this. Watch.
What's the Jerk Out?
Do the Jerk Out, Stoney, buddy. Watch. Dude, come on. Do that. Just do it. Come on, buddy. Say Jerk Out. Then go down like that. Everybody wants to see you jerk. Dude, is this a cool? Do you like my outfit, buddy? I'm going to MTV Music Awards tonight. I was thinking maybe I'll get him a Morris Day wiz, but did you feel the vibe, buddy?
It feels so niche, but I guess if Jerk Out was on, you know, that was a pretty decent hit. So I guess if that was on the show, it makes sense that he would be riffing on it.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily, though, because he was also singing a Depeche Mode song. So I think he kind of just was singing whatever he wanted to sing.
Whatever popped into his head.
I'm trying to look up if it was ever on Totally Pauly, but I can't find anyone who documented this for some reason.
Yeah, this is why we need What Did Pauly Do This Week? We need to know the playlist of every episode of Totally Pauly.
Yeah, because he's singing Depeche Mode and then they play a Cure song. And he's like, well, this isn't Depeche Mode, but it's The Cure. The reason he's singing Depeche Mode is because he has like a long, like, black gown-ish. Like, it's not like a gown, but it's like this long black outfit. And a big, like, hat. And he's like, this is very Depeche Mode. It's like, is it though? The funniest thing about that too is that he keeps like saying like, oh, well, this is too much like Morris Day. Morris Day is going to have a problem with me wearing this because we're dressed too similarly. Or like Michael Hudgens from NXS. So, but then like they all look like something that Pauly would wear. And then when he shows what he's actually wearing, it's just those outfits, like a vest and like a scarf, but with shorts.
Another thing that I never saw on my Instagram, I have a boring life, so most of my Instagram is just pictures of records I bought. So actually, while I was in Detroit, Callie and I went to Found Sound in Ferndale, and I got a couple records, and one of them was Sister by Sonic Youth. And when I posted that, Lee was working his way through Totally Pauly, and he was like, this was one of the few bands that got trash in Smash or Trash on Totally Pauly season one. Which is very funny.
That's so funny. I don't think I've seen any that got trash.
Yeah.
But they're always funny, like Aerosmith or Motley Crue, and they always get some.
Right. It's funny to think, like, I never really thought about, like, what would the average Pauly Shore enjoyer think when confronted with a band like Sonic Youth? And I guess now we know. That's pretty much all I've got today. I don't know. This is going to be, it's a real tight one. Thanks for listening, Lee. Hopefully it wasn't weird that I made a whole episode about you. If you want to have an entire episode made about you, start listening. We need more listeners. And especially if you review the podcast on Apple Podcasts or your other service of choice, we may even do two episodes about you. Yeah. We'll keep doing it. Trust me, less than 15 people have listened to our jokes before, and we've been just fine. We can, you know, I could have zero views and I'll keep doing this shit all the way to the bitter end. But it is more fun when other people are involved. So yeah, if you do get involved, you can find us on Instagram at Dystopian Graham. You can find us on YouTube at Dystopian Dance Party. You can find us on the web at dystopiandanceparty.com. You can email us at heybuddy@dystopiandanceparty.com.
And, has anyone emailed us yet?
Not yet. No, no. Come on. Like, I went to all that trouble of setting up the email. I haven't even gotten any spam.
Just start using that for like a job, like looking up jobs and
professional
stuff like that.
Yeah. Professional correspondence.
It's not gonna be spam yet, so
right. That's it for now. We'll be back in 2 weeks for Biodome. So tune in for that. Yeah.
You know that bass on Irresistible? Play some high stuff up on it. Wow.
What does Spanx do?
Now leave the strings off. Yes, yes, Matt, yes. Yeah. Don't take no prisoners. D, going to D.